Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
Imagine getting an invitation to a party. Along with the date and time of the event, it tells you what the occasion is. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, a neighborhood get-together, or just an opportunity for fun over a barbecue and some drinks. The host would like a reply and has placed a phone number and email address next to the RSVP letters and a deadline by which to respond. There are terms and conditions to this party. It sounds pretty simple. You would respond either yes or no. Or maybe to avoid some bluntness, you describe your answer, regrettably no, or with much pleasure, yes. Now imagine, if you would, a scenario where you would respond, but with a condition. Yes, but I don't want to celebrate your birthday. It happens to be our anniversary, so decorate the cake accordingly, with our name on it, and I'll come. Or how about, I don't like barbecues, but if it's an Italian meal, count me in. What about, I don't care for the neighbors down the street, so let me know if they're coming, and I'll give you an answer accordingly. This sounds absurd, doesn't it? You'd never dream of answering an invite in this manner, would you? Even though we think it's hideous and rude to answer in such a manner, we do this with God's invitation all the time. As we discovered during the Lenten journey, the Divine Liturgy is a celebration and an opportunity to mingle and party with the Divine. We're invited to it every week with a simple invitation to come and be a part of the celebration. We have our excuses. We had bread and wine last time. Include something else on the menu and I'll come. Or, I don't really care for the people that are there, so when I find out they're no longer there, I'll come. Or, if there were more Bible studies, maybe I'd consider coming. In Scripture, Jesus tells us about a man giving a big banquet. He said someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is ready for you." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a piece of land, and I must go and see it. Please accept my regrets." Another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. Please accept my regrets." Another said, "I have been married, and therefore I cannot come." So the servant returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his servant, "Go out at once into the streets and the lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." And the servant said, "Sir, what you have ordered has been done, and there is still room." Then the master said to the servant, "Go out into the roads and the lanes, and compel people to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner." The Divine Liturgy is celebrated with an open invitation to all. It is the great banquet, the great dinner party. We are the guests, and of course, the reason for our celebration is the gift of life offered us through Jesus Christ. It has its time, and it has its menu. and the invitation has been sent out by God himself, sealed and delivered by his servants within the church. All that's left for us to do is to answer the call, yes or no. The conditions have been met. All that's required is a yes or a no. The Divine Liturgy is this very special celebration of life. As we have walked through the paces of the journey this Lenten season, we find that it parallels the course of our own everyday life. That is, there are challenges and wonders on our path through life. God invites us to share the beauty and the wonder, the amazing thing that is called life. The conditions have been stated. What's left for us is a yes or a no. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.